Jaya 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 J Canto 10, chapter 73, entitled, Lord Krishna Blesses the Liberated Kings. Text number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Rajashwarya,
Rajashwarya,
Madonado,
Madonado,
Na,
Na,
Shreyo,
Shreyo,
Nindate,
Nindate,
Nripa,
Nripa,
Fun,
Man,
Maya,
Maya,
Mohito,
Mohito,
Nitya,
Nitya,
Manyate,
Manyate,
Sambaro,
Sambaro,
Rajashwarya Madanado,
Rajashwarya Madanado,
Ashrayo Nindate Nirpa,
Ashrayo Nindate Nirpa,
Anmaya Mohito Nitya,
Anmaya Mohito Nitya,
Manyate Sambaro Chala,
Manyate Sambaro Chala,
Rajashwarya Madanado,
Rajashwarya Madanado,
Anmaya Mohito Nitya,
Anmaya Mohito Nitya,
Manyate Sambaro Chala,
Manyate Sambaro Chala,
Rajashwarya Madonado,
Rajashwarya Madonado,
Ashrayo Vindate Nipa,
Ashrayo Vindate Nipa,
Anmaya Mohito Nitya, the potency of illusion. Mohita,
Mohita,
deluded, Anitya,
Anitya,
temporary, Manyate,
Manyate,
he thinks,
Sambhara,
Sambhara,
assets,
Achala,
Achala,
permanent.
Permanent.
Translation. Infatuated with his opulence and ruling power, a king loses all self-restraint and cannot obtain his true welfare. Thus bewildered by your illusory energy, he imagines his temporary assets to be permanent. Report. The word Unada indicates that one who is intoxicated by false pride goes beyond the boundaries of proper behavior. Human life is meant to be governed by dharma. Spiritual principles for gradual advancement to the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Blinded by wealth and power, however, a foolish person does not hesitate to act whimsically against the laws of nature and God. Unfortunately, this is now the situation in the prosperous Western countries. Translation, infatuated with his opulence and ruling power, a king loses all self-restraint and cannot obtain his true welfare. Thus, bewildered by your illusory energy, he imagines his temporary assets to be permanent. Om Agyani Timarandasya Giram Giral Shalakaya Chaksudhimiritam Jainatasmai Si Gurave Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shrapitam Jaina Mutale Shwayam Rupa Kudamayam Dhananti Shwapananti Kam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vijayananda Shri Kaya Kaya Shwasani Yoga Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare So before we begin, a few verses from Sri Krishna Lila by Srila Srimatana Goswami Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavata Mahim Shrotram, praise of the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam. O nectar from the ocean of all scriptures, singular fruit of all the Vedas, rich mine of the precious gems of all conclusive truth, you are the only giver of sight to all the worlds. O life heir of all the Lord's devotees, O Master Bhagavatam, you are the sun risen in the darkness of Kali, you are the exact image of Sri Krishna. I bow down to you, who are supremely blissful to read. Your every syllable pours down a flood of prema. You can always be served by everyone. You are Sri Krishna himself. Oh, my only friend, my constant companion, my spiritual master, my great wealth, my savior, my good fortune, my source of ecstasy, I bow down to you. Oh, bestower of saintliness to the unsaintly. O exalter of the most common, please never leave me. Always appear in my heart and my voice with pure love. Antarashman Bhagavatam Jai Shimatam Goswami Prabhupada
Jai.
In this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear how the living entity becomes covered by maya, or illusion. Prabhupada's translation of maya is that which is not. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes in the purport that this maya, mayas, two potencies. One is called praksep atmika. It means to pull down or throw us down in the spiritual world. And the other is called avadanatmika. It means once you're down, she kicks you. is sort of merciless, Maya,
for a reason.
To add injury to insult. It's like you insult somebody and then you kick them. So, praksep apnika, when we become naughty, she throws us down from the spiritual world to Melbourne, Australia. And then she gives us a good kick in the side. Avaranatmika, she covers us with illusion. This praksep atmika is strung down. This is very nicely described in one of the most favorite books of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If you've read Jaya Dharma, you know this book is glorified by Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, the whole discussion there. Prema Divarta by Jagadananda Pandit. We just visited his temple in Jagannathpur, Jagadananda Pandit, and his beautiful deity of Gitadi, Radhigitadi, on Saptarishi Yoga, near Haridas Thakur Samadhi. He was a great devotee. He was Sharva. He was Satyabhama in Dwarka. So he wrote one book, very deep, about the deeper spiritual emotions to which we're trying, all of us. Prem Vivartha. Krishna Bahirmukha Bhoga Panshakari Vikata Shamaritari Japitya Dai. This is one of the verses that the Vaishnavas carry in their hearts. As soon as one becomes inimical to Krishna and desires sense gratification, he is immediately struck down by the elusive energy of the Lord. Sometimes someone is walking and then the lightning bolt comes. It happens. People get struck down by lightning, like a lightning rod. Terrible. Can you imagine being struck by lightning? We were. We were struck down by the illusory energy. Praksat Atmika, my deity, throws us. And having been pulled down from that blissful abode where every step is a dance, every word is a song, every day is a festival, we get avaranatmika, we become covered by illusion. So what does that covering pose? How do it be? It's like a blanket or something? No, it's more subtle than that. It's described in detail. Bhagavatam is so nectarian. It gives us, it teaches us how, step by step, to get out of material existence and step by step how to get into the spiritual world. Very detailed. For the attentive student, he can walk in such a way as not to make a mistake and safely out of this treacherous material existence into the spiritual world. If you listen carefully, you never have to fall into Maya. You never have to make a mistake. Prabhupada said, many great scholars on this path have fallen down, lured by the illusory potency of Maya, or money and women, he says in that case. It doesn't have to be like that. You can go through the process of Krishna consciousness with no difficulty if you're very attentive at every step. You hear the Bhagavatam very carefully. No problems. Like they say in this country, no problems made. Yes, if you're a devotee and you're a student in Bhagavatam, no problems made. Otherwise, that's somebody's ridiculous statement. Padam padam yati padam tesham, sir. Without the Bhagavatam, there's danger at every step. But with the Bhagavatam, as we say in Russian, нет проблем. No. Нет проблем. No problem. One time we were traveling in Sri Lanka. We went just after the tsunami. We went there to help with the Prasad distribution. And we were traveling from Colombo to Trimakali. Trimakali is where the Tamil tigers are. There's a war among the Sinhalese, the Buddhist population, and the Tamils, who come from South India, settled there sort of centuries ago, and they want their own autonomy. Big wars. Now it's full on war now. When we were there, there was a truce of sorts. So we went, and on the way there, I had to answer the call of nature. It's in the dark. It's like, I don't know what time it was. It was like 10 o'clock at night or something. So I stopped. And, you know, I just drank a lot of water. I don't remember the detail. And I had to run into the fields. And I'm running, big rock here, tree, I'm running. I get about 50 yards and then I do my business. And then I turn around and a devotee to help me shine a flashlight into the field to help me get back. I was like, stop, Ara! Stop! Don't move an inch! I'm like, what? There was a sign, the skull and crossbones. It said, danger, minefield, do not enter. Yes. Because in this world, there's so many mines they lay so that enemy doesn't come in that territory. This was Tamil Tiger territory, so they laid a minefield so the government soldiers wouldn't come in. And I'd seen while I was there so many crippled people. You know, one leg, one arm, half a head, no. Because of these mines. These, you know, after the war is over, there's always the problem of digging there. You can't see them. They're kind of overgrown by weeds. Here, they were just laying maybe 1 or 2 weeks before to keep out the government soldier. And I'd run through a minefield. I was still in one piece. I was in the middle of it. Now, the problem was how to get out. Like Asatama. But no, Abhimanyu. He'd heard the mantra from Arjuna not to go into the formation and fight. He was a baby in the womb and his mother, Subhadra. So he heard from Arjuna, because Arjuna was talking to Mata, but then he couldn't get out. He went in, but he didn't know the mantra for getting out. I didn't know the mantra for going in. He didn't know the mantra for But I remembered one mantra. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. So I said, Krishna, please save me. And there was no map. And every step I was sweating profusely. And the devotees were like, okay. I had like 76 steps to take. And it was just, I was going to say good luck, but it wasn't. But neither do I think that, you know, Krishna like notices me, he's going to help me out of the minefield. I don't know what it was. It was some extraordinary thing that we made it out. But had I the map, which the Tamil Tigers, because they make a map, sometimes they take back the territory they pull the mines in, then Nipurva. There's one there, and one right there. So, one, two, step over. So what is this Bhagavatam? This Bhagavatam is a step-by-step process to get out of this dangerous material world. Listen carefully. If you're attending, my regular attendance in the Bhagavatam class, in your rendering service, the pure devotees. All that is inauspicious with my heart becomes destroyed almost to nil. And irrevocable loving service to Radha Padji becomes established. So, Maya, accept Atmika, and then Avada Atmika, she covers you. So, what is this blanket of illusion? What is the Maya? Well, it's vast. Maya Dakshina Prakriti Shrutesha. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, very difficult to overcome. We've been discussing similar verses in Sydney, though. Because I have our devotee, two devotees, I don't want to repeat myself. But we've been discussing some of the aspects of Maya which we have to watch out for. Bhagavatam describes these kings. You know, what was the covering potency on the kings? Deluded by Aishwarya and Rajya. Deluded by wealth and power, they became unhala, intoxicated with pride. So nobody. And by pious activities or mercy, someone gets some power, someone gets some opulence, and he becomes puffed up, intoxicated with pride. Like Silvanus Dhammakrishna Goswami, his famous video, what was it called? He becomes God's competitor. 5,000 years ago, Pundraka, he imagined himself as powerful as Krishna by sticking on a couple extra arms. Mechanical lightning. So blinded by wealth and power, modern materialistic persons, they think they're all powerful. Sometimes they even challenge God. That's what Goswami called it, God's competitor. But, as the saying goes in Western countries, one should not be proud of garlic prunes. Like in the old days in England when they had a party, then the poor people, they would save for the party, and they would didn't have the costumes, they would rent the costume. They would go to the store, they would rent the costume for the ball, and they would borrow the plumes. They put them in their hats. They don't do that anymore. They're big feathered ostrich feathers. I'm looking very nice. You've only borrowed it. Later you have to take it off. Similarly, we have acquired, due to our pious activity or some mercy, okay, some plumes. Titiksheva kunika shuridam sharvadehina achatoshadabashandha shadava shadabhushana. Devotees decorated with all wonderful qualities. Whose qualities are they? Not ours. Guru has given by the mercy of Krishna. So the warning is there, both for the non-devotees and the devotees. It's always borrowed and use it for what it's meant for Krishna's service. Otherwise, we may suffer the fate of that little mosquito who landed on the king's knee. King was giving darshan to all the subjects, tens of thousands of his praja, his people. And they were Viva la Va! Viva la Va! What's that? Viva la Va! Viva la Va! Viva la Va! The little lambs. Long live the king! Long live the king! Yes, yes. Oh, blessing, blessing. One very chota mosquito came landed on the king's finger. He didn't know where he was. It was like out of proportions. And, you know, he's a little mosquito and he didn't see the big king. He landed here. Viva lua! Viva lua! He turns around. He sees all these people saying, Viva la Va, Viva la Va. Yeah, yes, yes. And he's tens of thousands of people glorifying him, so he thought. And he's getting so excited, he just gets so excited, his stinger comes out into the knee of the king. And the king goes, Viva la Va, Viva la Va. We laugh, but in essence, we're also laughing at ourselves because we also carry this misconception even in Krishna. When you, Mahaprabhu has warned us, Natananda Janana Sundari Kavichampa Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, to enjoy the opposite sex, to have any number of followers, name, fame, all the name. One is that I might have your devotional service. It means that he's warning us because the danger is there. We may carry these things in, attraction to opulence, attraction to power. We may carry them in, just like sometimes when you come to the temple, you're meant to leave your dirty shoes at the door, but has it ever happened to you? It's happened to me. I'm in someone's house or I'm at a temple in India, and Chappal sandals on. I was so eager to go in and see the deities, I forgot to take my shoes off. And you kind of get in 3 or 4 minutes. Excuse me. I take them and I give them to one of my students. So it may be that we come into the pure atmosphere of Krishna consciousness. But just as we might forget to leave our dirty shoes at the door, we may also bring in our material desires into the process of Krishna consciousness. That's called Prapita Bhakta, one who is serving Krishna with material desires. Andivilasika sunyam, kyan karma navitam, anukalena krishnam, shivanam, bhaktarutam. That's the pure definition of Krishna consciousness given to us by Rupa Goswami. The Paribhasha Sutra of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, from which the whole book evolves. That one should perform devotional service with no material motivation, only for the pleasure of Krishna, as Krishna desires. But if there's some tinge, tanam, janam, shundarim, then you're serving Krishna, okay, better than not serving Krishna, but it's impure. It's like 9-karat gold. Better is 18, 22, and even 24. I was told that the metal is so soft that they can't make objects out of 24-karat gold. But the good news, ladies, is that they have refined the process and they can make jewelry from 24-karat gold now. I have one piece. When I was coming through Hong Kong at the airport, they have a jewelry shop and they have pieces of metal. It's 99.9%. So they say 24. 1% of an alloy which gives it the doesn't just crumble when you, or just like putty or something, go. So they're very proud now. 99.9%. 24. So our devotional service should not be 99.9, it should be 100%. That's the goal of this. Until that point, it's a mixed devotional service. Like David does. There's some mixed desires there. So therefore, this verse is not so much for the non-devotees, but it's meant for the devotees. Because do the non-devotees read Bhagavatam? No, they're all day reading newspaper and magazines. This is meant for us, our forefathers. Who are our forefathers? The sadhus. It's a Chinese proverb. One generation plants the tree, and the next generation gets the shade. That's a beautiful proverb. One generation plants the tree, and the next generation gets the shade. So Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. We have Guru, we have Shastra, and who are the Sadhus? They may have appeared hundreds of thousands of years ago. But what they did and what they said now gives us relief from the scorching heat of material existence. We were discussing, weren't we, the sages of Naimisharanya the other day, who assembled in the forest of Naimisharanya to discuss a process to hold back the tide of Kali Yuga. And we mentioned in that lecture how fortunate we are that there are sadhus who are thinking about our welfare. We don't even know they're thinking about our welfare. They're such great souls, thousands of years ago. So one generation plants a tree, next generation they benefit from the shade. So this is a strong warning, not just to those kings, this is a strong warning for us. Sometimes it's painful to hear, because sadhu means one who cuts, as we often say, cuts our attachment. So sometimes it's not so easy to sit and bother with them in class. Sometimes when I make points, I see devotees go look down, write it down. Better to hear the truth than some glorification. There's a Bengali proverb. If you go to the market and speak the truth, they'll throw sticks and stones at you. But if you go and speak some nonsense, they'll all look on you. We want to hear the truth. When you go to the doctor, you have some pain. Like I had an eye problem. I thought I had an eye problem. Glaucoma. I thought they told me when I went to get my glasses prescription. Oh, Swamiji, we detected something serious in your optic nerve. And glaucoma, you're going to go blind. Must go to the eye specialist. So I went to the eye specialist and I wanted to hear, do I have a problem or not? I didn't go to the eye doctor just to have myself. So I did everything okay, no problem, $200. No, sir. Do I have a problem? And if I do, you're the specialist, you teach me how to fix it. Tadviri paripatena paripashana siddhaya upadikshanti teyinam kaninistatva. Sir, what is the problem? Is there some contamination of the heart? Yes. What do I do? You chant Hare Krishna. That's the medicine. So Bhagavatam is speaking frankly. Devotee is more inclined to hear his faults than his good qualities. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, we hear, he was more using this intended stick and glorifying his disciples. One time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was on tour, and he was taking a large group of disciples with him. They were going sometime to Orissa. So, there was one heckler. And sometimes in political elections, the opposition puts a heckler in there, so the guy loses concentration, and his speech doesn't look so good. So there was one heckler who was always heckling, challenging what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had to say, it was offensive, of course, but he was going and heckling and making this comment and that comment and this critique and that critique. You think you're a big devotee, who are you? Disciples, they wanted to strangle the guy. But every time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, no. So this went on for 3 or 4 months, and then they were back at Navadvipa. And maybe you can listen to a tape because it's distracting too much. So then that heckler. There's one morning program, and then one devotee came running into the temple and said, Gurudev, I have some very good news. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was just on the first floor ready to walk down the steps to give class. And his disciple, all the disciples were having kirtan ready to receive him. Guru Maharaj, I have some wonderful news. That heckler, he's died. He had one heart attack and he died. And all the devotees, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati became very grave. So, he's dying? Are you dying? And it's described in the Harmonist magazine. He started to cry. He was sobbing. And all the devotees became very quiet. One devotee said, Guru Maharaj, why are you crying? He said, that heckler was my true friend. He was teaching me tolerance and humility. And now he is gone. So we're more inclined to hear our faults and our glories. This is the lesson today, that we have to be very careful of material possessions and power. One kind of purpose, you don't know how high you are until you fall. So how not to become, our modern vernacular language, puffed up. It's very old English, Prabhupada. People don't use that word anymore, puffed up. Prabhupada using out of the frog, who became puffed up. Not to become proud of our power, proud of our plumes, our material facilities, or things we've accomplished in Krishna consciousness. But we hear verses like this, gradually it sinks in, we get the point. We also have examples. There's Bhagavatam and there's Prasanna Bhagavatam. We have examples of devotees who have those opulence but remain equal boys. Our spiritual masters, for us, the best example. Prabhupada was living in poverty in Vrindavan, preparing for his mission to come overseas to the Western countries. He was equal poise. When he came over to the West after a few years, 108 temples as predicted by the astrologer of his birth, vast amount of wealth, disciples, Prabhupada was still equal poise, including the fact of mind. Because Padam Vishnu Vivantanta, he had that higher taste of Krishna conscious realization. Another example is Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, he has a very exalted position as a devotee. He's the most pious person in the universe. That's Brahma, he's the post. He's empowered to become engineer, creator, chief of the demigods. But knowing that the tricks of Maya, he was always praying, andanam, appealing to the Lord to protect him. One famous prayer he had, Another one that's always there in the Kirtan pocket of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There's some key verses. This is a key verse for devotees.
Eshe papana arado mayatma shatta yad yad karisha tikuhita gunavatara tasmin svabikram amidam shikuto vicheto yungji tatana shamalam chayata vijayam.
Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, is always a benefactor of the surrendered souls. His activities are always enacted through his internal potency, Rama, or the goddess of fortune. I, Rama, pray only to engage in his service in the creation of the material world, and I pray that I not become materially affected by my works, for thus I may be able to give up the false prestige of being the creator. If you go onto the folio, if you look in Mahini Nandana's Shloka book, you see Prabhupada often quoted that verse. Because on our own, how can we not become overwhelmed by the influence of wealth and power? And Krishna said, Dhyayesha Gunamani, Mahamaya, difficult, but if you surrender unto me, you can easily overcome it. Raghunath Das Goswami also warns us against pride. He says, Pratishtasya Drishtas Vakacha Ramani Mayudhi Natan. And same as Manashiksha. O mind, a shameless, low-born prostitute who eats dog meat is dancing in my heart in the form of desire for fame. How can pure love for Krishna ever find a place in my heart? So how do we deal with these things? Because when we come to Krishna consciousness, especially we're Goshen and Nandis, we have to engage the material energy in Krishna's service. We're not Vajananandi. In one sense, you could say Vajananandi is a safer position because they don't have any material facilities. Vajananandi means your mala, your loincloth, and your vajrapath. You have three possessions. Your loincloth, your water pot, and your mala. What are you doing all day? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Look where we live. We live in the palace. This is a very beautiful temple. My favorite temple in Australia. Beautiful temple room, beautiful deity worship, taking such time. So, we're living in the Lord's palace. Prabhupada said, okay to live in the palace of the king as long as you don't think you're the king. So how do we do? Well, we give credit where credit is due. Whatever we may accomplish in Krishna consciousness, we give credit to Guru and Krishna. Whenever we would, several times remember with Srila Prabhupada, we would glorify Srila Prabhupada, he would become embarrassed. One time I saw him blush. He blushed and he looked at me and said, no, it was all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. I was just so amazed. I went, oh, no. He said, no, it's all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. One time Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati, he gave a famous lecture how Vaishnavas are superior to Brahmanas. Because Brahmana is in mode of goodness, the devotee is Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, transcendental. He began by glorifying the Brahmanas. They were very happy with that. But then he began to point out, step by step, how the Vaishnavas are transcendental even to the mode of goodness, Shuddha-sattva, by performing bhakti or devotional service. So anyway, it's a long lecture. And at the end, there was like what we would call standing ovation. They didn't clap. Like Vaishnava has introduced the proper etiquette in Chapati, it's becoming common all over Spain now.
Sadhu! Sadhu!
So, okay, it's all right, but you know, the Vaishnava in our culture, they would raise their hands, Sadhu! 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 And they all stood. I heard there were 600 or 700 people in that famous debate.
Sadhu! Sadhu!
Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati Thakur, he looked like this. He made, like sometimes we do in kirtan, if we do kirtan, we part the devotees from Prabhupada and see the deities, or we can dance up and down the middle, so he went like that. And the two halves, and at the back, with the entrance of the door, where the chapal, where the sandals were, was his Guru Maharaj, Guru Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. In that
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
He'd come to hear the lecture of his student, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made it very clear, don't glorify me. It's all of the mercy of my Guru Maharaj. Sometimes we think Guru Krishna Das Babaji, what kind of preacher was he? He was just doing his bhajan, he was renounced. Well, teaching us that to preach, you have to be renounced, number one. As Jesus said, you can't serve mammon and God simultaneously. To be an effective preacher, you have to be renounced, you have to be devoted. But also, he empowered his student to spread the message of Krishna consciousness all over India. And he inspired his student, our Prabhupada, to preach all over the world. So like that, he was so famous, he was, you know, he's being glorified by the most scholarly people at the time. He said, I'm simply running behind you, chanting Krishna Krishna. The Lord himself doesn't want his devotees to become proud. If he detects even a trace of pride in the heart of his devotee, he arranges to remove it. Just like your doctor. When I went to the doctor, by the way, I don't have to. They didn't find it. But he told me, if we find it, this is what we'll do. So if the spiritual master, the Lord detects something, they go, they'll make some arrangement, just like Arjuna. The Lord uses his devotees sometimes to teach us a lesson, his pure devotees. After the battle of Kurukshetra was fought and won by the Pandavas, the Lord had returned to the spiritual world. That mighty warrior Arjuna was escorting some cowherd girls, some gopis, from one village to the next. And the party was attacked by some dacoits in the forest, some forest dwellers. With some sticks, some stones they were throwing. Here's Arjuna with his mighty kandila. He lost the fight. And those dacoits, they stole the gopis. They were kidnapped. Arjuna was so powerful. Krishna blessed him with so much opulence. He had weapons that were given to him by his chariot, his quiver, his arrows were given to him by Agni. But it was all useless without the blessings of the Lord. He wanted to teach Arjuna a lesson of humility. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also explains that those dakas were expansions of Krishna, so who can catch the gopis? God giveth and God taketh away. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes that Arjuna was very powerful, but the Lord took that opulence away to teach him a lesson of humility. So we give credit where credit is due. We can also remain humble by living a simple life. To quote one modern day pundit, I'm not going to say it, Sadhguru. If you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose, Mr. Dillon. Another way to remain humble and not proud of our bardo plumes is to always be serving. Samsara sarpa dushtanam mochitanam kalo yuge asadham bhagavan nama shrimad vaishnava sevanam. Those who have been bitten by the serpents of samsara, repetition of birth and death in the age of Kali, should get relief by the medicinal herb of asadham bhagavan nama, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Shrimad Vaishnava sevanam. Always serving the devotees. If you're always serving, 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 it's hard to imagine yourself as a master. Another, one last word of advice, is to put yourself in a position where people don't see you as superior, but see you as something inferior. That's why it's good for all devotees who have a responsibility in our movement to do Sangatan. Because if you go out on Sangatan, no one thinks that you're better than them. this is the disease in Jews. They always think they're better than others, so they'll treat you as something worthless and low on and fallen. Not so much here in Australia. That's the problem in Australia. You go on, all right, now everyone loves you here. It's actually a fact, isn't it, Judy? We take our festival tour to Ireland, to Poland, to Africa. We've been to so many different places. We've never had the reaction that we have here. Are there any demons in this country? All right, we said it. Watch out. All we get is waves. Hello, how you doing, mate? Where you guys been? One man said, I've been waiting 20 years for you people to come back. Remember? Who is that? Yeah. We've been waiting 20 years for you people to come back. One man, he moved from Sydney, he moved up to Mona Valley. And he said, oh, I won't be able to go to the devotees' restaurant anymore. I'm going to really miss those people. I'll never see them. I'm so far away up here. And the sudden Harinam party went by. How are you doing? Oh my gosh, they're in Mona Valley. And Dhruti came and gave an invitation to the festival that night. He said, wow, this is amazing. You guys are everywhere. But Sankirtan is a good place to practice humility. And what we realize out there is that, you know, sometimes we have that mentality of us and them, that we're better than them. Actually, we're not better than them. If anything more than them, we're more fortunate than them. That's our position. We're not better. A little better, but Guru and Guru's mercy. But certainly we're more fortunate than them. And if we go out there and we chant and dance and we do your book distribution and your catering and all that you're doing here in such a wonderful way, then Lord Chaitanya will purge our heart of all those bad qualities that are lusting and going upon and bestow upon devotee the good qualities you know. This is what he means. Surrender to me, or you can easily overcome these difficult attractions of material energy that are being described here, verse by verse in this chapter, by Lord's grace, by Lord's mercy. Those qualities, Chaita Bhakana Marsana, will be cleansed, and then truly the glorious qualities, Tikshiva, Kunika, Shudinam, Shabadina, Ashita, Shuddha, Roshanta, Shada, Pushina, they'll come and they'll be permanent altars. This is some tips how to avoid the pride that may come from these two particular aspects of Maya that she poses to us. Aishwarya and Raja, as Prabhupada describes them, opulence and power which give birth to Ananda or Ananda pride. Gandhara Shiva Bhagavatam Gandhara.